from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who Short Trips, Tales from the Vortex. When I say run...
Your mind races faster than your legs. Home? No, terrible plan. Lead the madman, who's still chasing you, right to your front door. Especially as he's definitely fitter than you. He's running alongside without breaking a sweat, putting on a hands-free headset and pointing that grey tube at your earbuds.
Have to be close for my sonic screwdriver to maintain the signal.
Dark Watchers of California.
Susie found herself unable to push away her memories of the Compton's cafeteria riot, where her thoughts once faded away to the meditation of the hiking trail. Now each cracking twig was the clinking of glass on Turk Street. Each animal cry was the shouts of her friends as they pushed back against the brutality of authority.
Rise of the Eukaryans.
Jean heaved the door of Bannock's closed behind her, flinching as the sticky beige creature flung itself at the glass. The blow snapped the jingling bell off the door and shredded the health and safety sticker.
Ahead of time.
The doctor stuck out his tongue towards the market stalls. Something isn't right here. Can't you taste it? Metallic. Sparking through me like an electrical field. His outstretched hands tested the air. Something temporal drew us off course, and it's affecting this whole planet.
Emerald Isle.
It's you three. You're the heart of it.
He seemed oddly pleased with himself. Temporal storm, Brixton, September 18th, 1989.
What the hell are you talking about, ya?
The man had no time to answer. The flat's main window caved in. A fierce wind seized him and pulled him helplessly through the shattered frame, out into the storm.
Dark is the devil that walks.
The doctor stopped and threw his hands out to indicate the scene. Within these rocks are millions of beautiful creatures, their bones mineralized as the rocks formed, leaving ghosts of their existence. Come on, let's see what we can find.
There was a strange thrumming sound, followed by a huge crack. Small rocks skittered down the cliff, building into a larger movement of rock and earth. The whole face was collapsing. It fell like water, thundering down onto the beach below. Through thick clouds of red dust, Tegan heard shouts, and then Turlo emerged to grab her arm. The doctor's been caught in it, he yelled.
Big Finish. For the love of stories,